Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to keep talking about your small business and my small business and this thing that we're working on so hard. It's so important to us, and you are, therefore, are so important to me and to the rest of us out here. That's the reason why you're my heroes, small business owners, because of the things you do every day, and we appreciate you very much, and that's the reason why we do this show. So we can help you if we can. Michael Stollard's here. Michael feels the same way. He's the founder and the president of E Pluribus Partners. It's a think tank which helps organizations just like yours and mine put their best foot forward, especially in the area of leadership. He's the author of Fired Up or Burned Out, and he's here to talk to us about what makes a great leader. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Good to be with you.
Good to have you back. Mike, I know you got a story about some military folks, and as you know, I wore the uniform for 15 years, so I love these kinds of stories.
Yeah, you know, there's I love the, and I think this is especially important right now because, you know, we just continue to go through tough times. And I think that's what military leaders are so good at, is they understand the great leaders, military leaders throughout history, have understood how to lead people through adversity. And you go back and look at, you know, I think of it as, you know, they're basically building esprit de corps, you know, just how important that is to help people persevere and pull together rather than tear apart.
It's one of the most amazing intangibles any human has ever experienced, esprit de corps.
Yeah, and it's a universal, when you look at languages, it's interesting that there are words in every language that communicate this sense of feeling together in something. Aitaken in Japanese means to feel as one body of people, or Ubuntu across Africa means the sense of unity across the community, or, you know, we'll call it team spirit or esprit de corps, which is a French phrase that means spirit of the body.
Right, and it also implies devotion to something greater than yourself.
Yeah, and that's one of the keys. Boy, that's a perfect segue into, you know, what really drives this spirit of the body, so people pull together. And the first part is a vision, you know, that we're doing something greater than ourselves. And I think back to one of my favorite stories about vision and military leaders, and this is more of a partnership between a great military leader and a president, and that is George Marshall and FDR were just great partners. You know, George Marshall was really had a passion for task excellence, and he helped America's arms production companies ramp up their production.
Right.
And FDR went out, one of my favorite stories is, I was just talking to some friends at Boeing recently, and when America was behind Nazi Germany in terms of aircraft production, one of the things that FDR did was he went out and he visited the manufacturers around the country, including Boeing Military Aircraft in Seattle. And he brought with him a young pilot from Texas, a guy by the name of Hewitt Wheelis. And he had Hewitt get on stage in front of all these aircraft workers. They had several meetings there, and Hewitt told the story about flying his aircraft, being surrounded by enemy fire on his plane. You know, his plane was starting to look like Swiss cheese, and miraculously, he made it back to the base. And he thanked the people who worked at that plant for building the plane that saved his life. And I think, you know, here, this was really brilliant on FDR's part, because he helped you know, riveters and welders see that they were really freedom fighters, too.
He
played an integral
them.
Part in the war.
He connected them to their work, to the application.
He did, absolutely. And
that's,
you know,
that's something that we need to do more of in our businesses, isn't it, Michael? I mean, we need to help people who, you know, who deliver the stuff or who collect the money or whatever they do, there needs to be a point in time where they see the application and the good that whatever they're doing, how it adds to the whole and produces a result that's beneficial to folks.
Yeah, absolutely. I think helping people understand why what we do together is important. Because we know these days a lot of what we're doing is hard work. But why is it important so that we push harder and work together? And you look at that example of FDR and George Marshall, from 1941 to 1945, American aircraft producers outproduced the Nazis by a factor of 3 to 1.
Wow. Well, and that's what happens when America puts its mind to something. That's for sure. But folks, think about that. I mean, if your organization is a little sickly, it's not quite hitting on all cylinders, maybe you need to do a little cross training. Maybe you need to let the accountants ride with the truck drivers, or vice versa. Let them see, and let all of them see the result of their labors, especially as it applies to the customer. We'll take a quick break. 20 till. Right back with Michael Stoller. We're going to talk some more about leadership. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.